Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 16th of January, 2022, and is entitled Pulp Fiction. A dozen years ago, a growing family created a problem. Too many books. So, after I finished ripping our 1,000 CDs, and that's a link to that story, we repurposed the CD rack into a bookcase, stuffed it with our genre paperbacks, and put it in the guest room. A few years later, the guest room became our son's room, and the Pulp Fiction went into boxes. But just now, after another bout of domestic reorganization, they're back out among us. I find their dingy, colorful presence cheering. Check out the picture. And the picture is, well, three columns of bookshelf stuffed with colorful paperbacks. For those who want to pixel peep authors and titles, there's a full-size version. There you have it. 7.5 shelves of sci-fi, 6.5 of mysteries and thrillers, 250 or so books all told. Likely, very few of these will feature in Lit Crit courses anytime soon, but they are full of imagination and intensity and color, and in aggregate, contributed significantly to the comfy and cluttered interior decor of my mind. Now, a few statistics, which I suspect that connoisseurs of 20th century popular fiction will find pleasing. 1. Most popular authors: Rex Stout, 32 volumes, Gene Wolfe, 21, Elmore Leonard, 16. Less renowned authors whom we apparently enjoy, and you might too: Michael Dibden, 9 volumes, Clifford D. Simak, 8, Sarah Paretsky, 7, Special Smiles, Delaney, Dish, Le Guin, Lieber, Zelazny. We have moderns: Charlie Strauss, 9 volumes, by which we observe that he became productive before pulp became Kindle-ified. Most loved, judged by the level of tatter: The Mote in God's Eye and The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. I'm pretty sure I bought the latter, when I was about 14. Retired due to not having aged well: Travis McGee. Still up on the upstairs shelves due to being mostly hardcover: Gibson and Gaiman. Their new location means we walk by them when we go upstairs to bed. After another shitty 21st century day, the appeal of curling up with 20th century storytelling will be strong. That's all, folks.